it clear that up, and it doesn't happen to be like it used to be. Used to be rough and bad and hang out and fights. We don't have that anymore. Just clear it up now.
Okay. Do you have any names for pornographic films and the places where they're shown?
Dirty movies. Has one right on Dauphin Street right now. But I don't know the name of it though.
Not necessarily the name of the movie, but what would you call a dirty movie?
Filth, it's called it. Filth. They're showing everybody naked and what they do in the bed and kissing, hugging, all they call that filth.
Now, what do you call the places where those movies are shown?
Oh, we call those a theater. That's what we call a theater.
To make a difference between those and the theaters that show normal, you know, normal movies?
Normal pictures, like.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, it's about the same, but this is different and the other one show more. You know, you're in the bed and doing what you're supposed to do, and then the other movies is still the theater.
Okay. Who would bring you your mail every day?
That's the mailman.
Okay. And who would pick up the garbage?
The garbage truck. And the garbage man.
Okay. And if a person was able to gain favors from the city hall, what would you say that this person has? If he could get anything he wanted from the government, from the government of Mobile, what would you say that he has?
Oh, you mean just like money, something like that? What, money?
Would you ever say he has political influence?
Probably so. Influence, he can get just what he wants, something like that.
Okay. And what would you call a city employee who has no real job, no responsibility? He doesn't do anything, but he does get a salary anyway.
Let me see now. Well, it's retirement, mostly. That's what we call retirement. He doesn't do anything, and he still gets wages, a check or something like that. We call retirement. He's gonna have a disability here on a retirement.
If you aren't retired, though?
And you're
disabled.
I don't know. But that's how it happens. You can't get no money, you know, unless you're retirement or this, really, a Social Security or something like that.
Okay. Now, what would you call the very large food stores in shopping centers? Not the names of them, but if you said that you were going to go buy some food, you would go to the
department. That's shopping now, department store. Grocery store.
Okay. If it was a very small neighborhood store, what would you call that? You know, it might stay open 24 hours a day.
Well, we does have those here lately. Some stay open about 9. I call it, it's not a market. It's still a grocery store, just the same. It's just slid, you know, the hours are later than what they have been.
Would you call them 7-Elevens or?
Well, we have, it's like Pack-A-Sack. Now, they call it 7-Eleven now. But that's most the only one we call 7-Eleven. It's Pack-A-Sack. But the rest of them is ordinary grocery store.
Okay, so you might say that you'd go to the Pack-A-Sack? Is that the same
that's
as
the 7-Eleven. Uh-huh. They call it 7-Eleven now. But we mostly call it Pack-A-Sack. We're used to the name now.
Okay. What would you call the store that you might use when you're shopping to buy very special kinds of food? You might buy sausages and special cheeses and pickles.
That's the meat market. That would be called a meat market. Just meat, and that's all. And sausages and...
What if they also have cheese and pickles and...